HelloFresh makes it easy and convenient to try delicious new recipes like, there's so many I love, but I definitely love the spicy shrimp spaghetti.
I like the risotto.
Get 50% off plus 15% off for the next 2 months with code 50TBTB.
50TBTB.
At HelloFresh.com/50TBTB.
50TBTB.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us for the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. Thank you to the rest of our sponsors. You'll hear about them later in the episode. My name is Cody Brown.
Kim Fredericks.
That chick angel.
Chanel.
There we go. As you should be. As you should be. We are reviewing the show Sister Wives Season 20, Episode 6, called Understatement of the Year.
Is that what it was called?
Yes, yeah. And there were several. The moment that they're talking about is actually not the understatement of the year. So we're going to reverse engineer this. I typically try to go from the beginning of the episode and give us some simulation of like what happened in the episode, but that's not what we're here for. We're here for the appointment between Janelle and Cody.
Come on. Because that's where it kicked up.
That's where... That's,
now we're now we just arriving.
Yes, now we're out of confessionals. Can we all say, thank God?
Oh, come on. And thank the Lord. Hey.
Because nobody's suffering more than me.
Oh, man. Enough already. I don't want to see no more. Because it was enough.
Yeah, enough already. Enough already.
Enough. Okay, I feel like we're about to... The train is in gear. And now we're sliding.
Come on.
Can we just hit on this one point multiple times throughout the episode? I have pecs. I have a six pack.
That's where we're going first.
That's where we're going first. Come on.
I am a god.
Come on.
Where did that come from?
He was like, I mean, I get it. She's attracted to
I'm
me.
I'm hot.
Yeah.
I got pecs and I got six pack abs. Who wouldn't want me?
That's what he said.
I said, yeah. Does he have that?
I don't know.
Man has audacity and tendrils. And tendrils.
Somebody sent me a picture where he had a hole missing.
I know, I didn't see it.
Is that real?
But he gonna put them tendrils down, no matter what's happening in the rest
of
it.
I've seen it. I didn't see it in the episode, the whole section
he had
is
a headband of skin. That's what, like, he put on just a little headband right here. A skin. I said, oh, Cody. Oh, Cody.
The way Janelle says Cody, and Cody and I haven't, it's like K-H-O.
Yeah.
And Cody and I haven't, yeah.
Is that what she says? Yeah.
Cody and I haven't seen each other for 6 weeks.
I think she was trying to maintain her composure because the last time they met, which for clarity was 6 weeks ago, which is also the lack of time he's seen Savannah.
Come on.
The baby is a casualty of war.
And the way he couldn't answer to it, she was like, you haven't even talked to Savannah. Well, when...
You mean girl.
Right.
And Christmas.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit for the way he treats the kids.
Well...
Yeah.
Six packs.
That man basically said, I talk to the kids of the house of the mama.
Right.
If I ain't going to the house of the mama, then the kid is out as well.
He short circuited like she tossed water on his mainframe. I was like, oh, he can't even bullshit out of there. Yes.
That man is like, he don't have his daughter's phone number. He can't call the baby.
Absolutely not.
I see you when I see the mama. Me and your mama ain't talking.
I
None
see
of us
you in the environment in which I see you. Yes. And if you were taken out of that environment, you no longer exist.
Yeah.
But what if that baby goes to college? Well, then our relationship is over.
Right.
That man said, look, I talk to the kids when they're kids. When they get old, I got to keep with the new baby. New babies all the time.
And those relationships are more important for me to invest in. You know?
He be saying it like every parent is like, oh yeah, your kids are older. They're now 14. We're done talking. Because I got that's like only talking to a mom.
Never
now.
Make eye contact with me again.
Yeah.
You're 14.
He's like, my job is over. I'm no longer your parent.
That's right.
Once you hit two digits, you're out of here.
I'm going to be a butt wipe. The other thing that I think is really funny is that the whole pet conversation was directed about Janelle. You're right.
It was almost situation.
No, that's all right. I would have
had
your
eyes are watering. You all right?
One of them things wasn't chewed at all. And it said, hey,
it went
wind
straight
pipe.
Down.
You went
what exactly is that?
It's rice, ain't it?
Just brown.
It's like a rice cake.
It's a rice cake in a circle.
Did you buy these?
No, I bought them.
Oh, okay.
I got them all over the house.
Healthy he sure do. Yeah. I'll be throwing them away.
You throw away my country rolls?
They look stale. They just look stale.
They taste stale.
They look.
You throwing away my crunchy rolls?
They look stale.
This is why I be big. I come home, try to eat my little grilled chicken and stuff. No. You know what I see? Jersey Michaels on the counter. You think I ain't gonna eat no Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's is ugly. I mean, nasty. I don't know why I said ugly. I think I was thinking about something else.
You don't like Jersey Mike's?
I hate
not,
Jersey
do
Mike's.
Do you not get their hot subs? You don't like that?
Oh, that's I only get hot subs. I hate cold subs. I'm not going to a store and buying for something cold. I can do that at home.
Exactly.
I feel very poor. Cocktail. Throw it away.
I agree. Now I like shrimp cocktail. Y'all
horseradish,
y'all.
The cocktail sauce bullshit. With the... Nah, I don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
I like it. I've been eating a lot of shrimp cocktail.
I love shrimp cocktail. I like the... when we put the cocktail sauce on the oyster. Listen.
I can't do oysters.
Different.
Only charboard oysters. I can't do cold.
Yeah, I like a good charboard.
Cold is too oceany. Oh, I feel like I just went to the ocean and was like,
I love it.
Yeah, I had
it.
Some grilled octopus recently.
With the mignonette sauce.
It was what?
It was scrumptious.
Grilled octopus?
Yes.
I had some grilled octopus.
Was it rubbery?
I'm going to show you. No.
It had the tentacle. You could see. You know, it was definitely.
We had some in that restaurant Austin. It was so good.
Where is it at?
Here, why are you pulling it up? But listen, you had a whole thought. And I don't want.
I didn't forget what I was. Oh, did. Why would you think Janelle isn't attracted to aesthetics? We know this because of her house.
Come on.
We know this because of her RV.
Come on, palm tree.
She is not.
You are shading the shit out of this woman. We know she don't care about a damn thing about looks. Look at her. Look at how she keep herself like a piece of balled up paper.
All I'm saying is she's not staying with you because you look.
Yes, he.
And you also don't look.
Pecs.
Let me tell you what. All of these people look past some things. Okay. Ain't none of them attracted to nothing aesthetic.
This is the other thing. This is the last thing I'm going to say. It might be shady, but I mean it, but not shadily. She was like, if I was Christine and he told me that he wasn't attracted to me, I would be gone immediately. Janelle, if you don't think he's had the same conversation with other people about you, you are delusional.
The fact that Robin was like, you know, some of them gained weight, stretch marks. I said, oh, she talking about Janelle. She is talking about big booty Janelle.
The fact that she can talk.
That's what I'm just like.
No, Robin, don't talk about Rihanna like that.
It's like
she's a baddie.
It's like all the burners friends. Are on, and you got to put your hand on one. You gonna pick
the burners?
The burners on the stove.
You gonna like pick the one on
one
low
with the least amount of heat? That's the one I'm on. It's like they all hot.
Let's go
it's
back
hurt
to how.
Regardless.
Let's go back to how Melissa dragged Janelle just real quick. She said, "You can tell we didn't seen her house, okay." We wait for Niecy Nash from the 90s to come and get this woman, find the dead cats, the trailer she lived in.
Niecy Nash was on Hoarders?
She was on Fix, Clean My House.
Oh.
Said she got a palm tree and a stool step.
I just don't understand why they don't think Cody is doing the same thing. He's talking about all y'all to Robin.
He pillow talking.
Absolutely.
His other wives.
He definitely is dragging Janelle.
Yes.
Definitely. Look
absolutely.
At her.
Absolutely.
Look at her. She's
like,
living a pigsty.
That girl.
No.
You should have been gone.
I don't
gone.
Want to, because you're not listening. You're not listening to me. And I'm not going.
And I'm not
he's
going.
And
to.
I'm not going to.
Okay, let me look at my notes because I had
Hold
to
up.
Stay on it. Go ahead.
One more thing. This is all I got to say. It's pissed me off. The beginning of this episode, you got these grown ass adults sitting around this big ass table painting for Valentine's Day.
Girl.
And they made 15, 20 minutes out of it.
That pissed me off too. Number one, it was dark. Why was y'all doing this in the middle of the night in somebody's house?
Ain't a child in sight.
And no children's. And I'm sick of the iPhone footage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of
Janelle
it.
Janelle was close again.
I'm sick of
said.
It. It's grainy than a mug.
I just feel like Cody. I just feel like Cody doesn't listen
to
me.
No, not enough space.
Like,
I'm going to send her a tripod.
Just like, girl.
And this at least
back up.
Get the most flattering angle that you possibly can. Do Janelle don't get
turn
two
it off?
Shits.
No.
You wanted to turn
Janelle
it off?
Janelle come from the,
the most flattering angle. Cover the lens? What are we going to do?
This is the angle.
just do the audio. When McKelty said, I think it was McKelty,
mm-hmm.
when Because Christine comes up with a different reason for why she's divorced Cody every single week. Before, it was because he had favorites. This week, it was because I didn't want my kids to know.
That's right.
That he didn't find me attractive. McKelty was like, which is unbelievable because you are hot, Mom. I was like, so what are the standards in Utah?
This is true love. Standards of Utah.
What are they? What are the standards of Utah?
I want to see sister wife baddies on Zeus.
I would watch.
The baddest baddies of Utah all come together from Great Salt Lake.
The mod squad that would show up.
Listen, I just was like, okay. I'm not saying, I honestly don't think any of these women are repulsive. They just make a lot of faces that make you go, they just make
things
faces
to make you go
Robin's face. I have saved in my phone where she was like, I'm never deleting it. I've been using it as a reaction gif on Twitter.
I guess I did. Listen here, we got a lot of things coming up, and financially we want to be in the right place because the things that we have coming up cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we are trying to get ourselves financially together is with Rocket Money. Okay. So first of all, Rocket Money is amazing because at the end of the day, a lot of us, because of the world that we're living in right now, with a lot of like streaming services, a lot of subscriptions, everything is digital. We get these subscriptions during the free trial, right? And then we forget about it. Yeah, I just saw one in my email.
You saw, I caught three last week.
Care.com. I haven't looked for a babysitter in over a year.
It'd be the best when you see it, though. You'd be like, ha-ha, I saw you. I'm finna cancel you. You just wait.
Get up out of here. Well, listen, I wouldn't have to do look through all these aha emails with because of Rocket Money. Once we start using, we already know. They say that most Americans, right, or most people are spending about $200 on subscriptions that they are not even like aware of. I can tell you with all certainty, the Tanksleys are probably tripling that number because some of the stuff that we've had, especially because of our kids' old school, we have forgotten to get rid of. So this is why I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money, because it's a great app that tracks all of your expenses so you know exactly where your money is going. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower bills all in one place. Most people think they're spending about $80 on their subscriptions, when in reality, the number is closer to $200. When you sign up for so many things like streaming services, you used to watch one show and free trials for delivery that you don't use. It's easy to lose track of what you're paying for. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place, recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you notifications when you reach your spending limit. With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
That's rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald. I was going through my bank account and I was like, here's another one.
Oh, yeah.
It's 4-3, man, and they all just got me. I said,
that's my
favorite. Listen, we say a lot of stuff we use on these ads.
Mm-hmm. And we apps do. And ads.
But Rocket Money, we sat down together. We was like, ooh.
Oh, I know that. Mm-hmm. I know that number was probably like, okay, guys.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, we had to transmute that thing.
Come on
we
and did. Transmute and transmit.
Okay, what else do I have? Oh, can we talk about Cody's Where My Hug At?
Oh, yeah. Hey, he was big time F boy when he said, he was like, you know, where my hug at? You know, I don't want to kiss y'all over your mouth.
It was so grimy.
Why you didn't like the thought of him and Janelle? No,
just let me reflect.
Kissing and just.
Oh, I want to go.
Just being an ass.
He was.
He done took that down from the back.
Janelle is not. This is the thing.
Janelle's not what?
Attracted to him. She don't want him sexually. She don't want his money. Crazy? She don't want.
He's got pecs and abs.
Janelle's not what?
And they had that little sexual tension. He's like, of course I miss you.
Janelle was rolling her eyes on the inside. She does not want this man.
No, Melissa, no, at the end of that,
she went back and forth, though. She was like, yeah, I don't miss him. Then by the end, I mean, of course I miss him.
She was being nice. She was placating him.
Yeah, of course, my
Janelle
precious.
Looks like...
Don't do
that. No, I'm not going to be mean.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even being mean.
Look at how everybody was like, no, Kevin, no.
This is what she looks like. I'm not even trying to be mean. At your high school...
Just stop.
The person who hands out the student ID cards.
You're doing it right now.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Student ID cards.
Student ID lady. You go, hey, I lost my. That lady who hands you. Now, Kevin, you know you can't be missing this. Now, we got the game tonight. Here's your ASB card. That is Janelle.
The lady that's got a backup out of corners. That's what she got. She got that. That's got to be like,
That's Kev getting off the Sprinter.
Hold on. I ain't over here. Like, it's the back. There's no. Stand up.
Man, sit down and get your ass away from the goddamn camera.
Art by DeMarcus Sean. I don't know if y'all follow him on TikTok. Yeah.
Oh, yes,
the
yes.
The way he always does that walk away there. That's how she be walking away.
It's a lot of
but she also will bring orange slices to the game.
I still think about you.
She'll bring a lot of juice
getting
packs.
Out the third row from the spring.
Listen. I was walking backwards.
Yes. Had to back up out of that thing.
Oh, man.
Janelle, I think she was placating him. Because immediately after, when she went to talk to Christine, she was like, I think I'm ready to go.
Man.
I think I'm ready to go.
She told him to his face. Also, I want to go back to this 6 weeks thing. Can you imagine not seeing me for 6 weeks?
That's crazy.
And then
Or your kids.
Like, no work. They both in Utah. Also, this is the quickest I realized. Yeah. I don't know no more. What are the cities in Utah besides Salt Lake?
That is the, I know all of the I know the cities in Idaho, but not the cities.
I don't think I can name five cities in Utah.
It's Pocatello.
They stopped caring after, you know, St. Louis.
Utah's definitely Missouri. Forgotten.
Oh, after you get out of Missouri. Oh, yeah.
After Missouri, it's like, they said just make them big and square.
That's Arizona.
Yeah, they're
Arizona.
In Arizona. They're not right. In Utah.
I think it's a Flagstaff in like 19. I guarantee you there's a Springfield somewhere.
In Utah?
Oh, we just had this conversation.
Park City,
Springfield?
Utah.
What city? What?
Illinois and Indiana.
The Simpsons is
the
Springfield.
Simpsons? It's Kentucky.
Nope.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, it is.
There's Springfield in like 10 states.
Yes, because yeah,
like
we thought states. It was Illinois.
I thought it was Illinois. Then I thought it was Missouri. Then I thought it was...
is it Ohio?
Ohio.
It's Oregon.
I think it's...
It's Oregon.
Is it Ohio?
They purposely don't say.
Yeah, but apparently it's built in Springfield, Oregon.
Yeah, it's Oregon. It's Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Ogden, Utah. I think that's where Utah Utes is from.
Listen, I don't know. Okay, but I also want to say that in Flagstaff, the only restaurant is Salsa and Bravo.
Oh, my God!
Because that's the only restaurant they attend.
They'll be going to that same Mexican. First of all, I was hungry last night. I was looking in Cody's plate.
That's probably why I wanted Mexican.
It's so funny to have an argument and also eat nachos. He was like,
And the way he turned that water bottle, the cold water. In the winter? I didn't know that was a thing.
What a freaking weirdo.
Wait a minute, he wanted cold water?
He pushed the cold water away. Cold water.
And you know Janelle ordered that on purpose.
She was like, freeze to death and die, Mo.
Yes.
Would you like anything to drink? Bring us two cold water.
Yes. That's because she was giving him ice.
Ice. She was.
She was being a jerk. Okay.
But, I think she gets her, like, bad girl vibes from Christine. I feel like she talks... a good game when she's around Christine. Christine has given her the, like, even the idea of, I could actually just leave this man.
She sure can.
She's like, yeah, you did it. You're still alive. The Lord hasn't burnt you up into a fiery flame. I think I could do it too. And I could actually just walk away because there's no legal documents keeping me here.
At all.
Oh, that's right. They're not actually married.
Not.
No.
The only one he's married to right now is Robin.
The religious... feeling is keeping them more than
that's
legality.
Bondage.
Come on, bondage. Yeah,
that's bondage.
It is. It's bondage. The other thing I was going to say about the Janelle and Cody appointment was, I wrote it down and I can't remember. Hold on. Cold water, the drink. isn't for Liz. Cody had to be a resource. What? Oh, Cody only being concerned about... Cody only being concerned about Janelle reconciling her sister-wife relationship with Robin.
Yeah.
And not Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Mary's out, man.
The thing is, the only person who doesn't know Mary is out is Mary.
There's something about Mary.
I think Mary knows. Robin doesn't know. And I think Robin keeps her there.
Let me tell you what he thinks
about
Mary.
Which is also a lie.
Robin's mm-hmm. loony.
He thinks about Robin. He thinks about Mary like, did you remember to take the trash out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He'd be like, did I... Dang, did I take trash out? Like, yeah. That's how he think of yeah. his wife.
She's always an afterthought.
Always an afterthought. Like, oh, shoot, I hope the dog ain't going to get into the trash. Mm-hmm. Also, Monty got up in the thing and ate some ribs.
He sure did.
In the trash?
Out of the trash. Well, it wasn't in the trash. It was in our room.
No. Wait a minute. Where in your room? Why? Where are the ribs?
Don't worry about it.
There's a lot of judgment coming from these three. Just everybody relax.
I just want
to. Melissa was eating Ruth's Chris on the bed.
Okay, that's romantic.
We was wanted to go to date night. She said, "You want to order Ruth's Chris?" I said, "Get in here." Steak on the bed.
She's saying that was the sweet melody to your ear.
Oh,
when she's you want to
potato mash?
Can't do no food on the bed.
Oh. Well, Marcus, I said some steak juice went out. We'll wash it.
I washed it. I did.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, he's got to sit in a chair.
We used to not be able to record Ruth's Chris at all. Now they bring it to us.
Ribs in bed is crazy.
Listen.
Ribs in bed is crazy. Me and Melissa be eating everything in our room.
Listen. Having a great time.
Also, no. I would pay good money for a Uber. I want all the great minds of technology to figure out how to make sushi travel well in Uber Eats. Mm. Because I want it, but it's one thing that you can't transport sushi. It don't be good. It's lukewarm sushi.
Well, it's because you all don't live near any sushi places.
No.
That's really what it is.
They come to our spot.
Good.
Like that baked salmon be still steaming.
Oh, the cooked stuff is good.
Yeah. But even the cold stuff, it be
See, good. But with the cold, like when I get the yellowtail, I need it to be cold.
I get that rainbow roll, and everything be great.
Great.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Stop that's fine. We love it.
Okay, hold on. I'm not done with this Cody and Janelle appointment. Can we add plural? What'd you say?
Somebody is. This is not what I said. Somebody in here said, are we going to talk about drunk Melissa again?
No.
Angel was in the chat and said she looks sober to me.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
But no.
I popped the trunk on her and I felt good.
That was a different podcast.
You said leave it out.
We've clocked
leave
out it. Of that job. We've
she said
clocked
no,
into another job.
Y'all already got it. I was just, listen, I said, I didn't say it. I just wanted to see what this going to say.
Nope.
Said well, that.
So sorry. But no can do. That's our favorite.
No can do on that. No company policy says
no sure can do.
Wish I could. No can this sure do. Is an instance where yeah. I'd love to give you a discount.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Company policy says no can do
no
on
can
that.
Do on that. Do.
Jason Bateman does the same acting regardless of the stage.
Really oh, yeah.
The way he was in the
Josiah's
breakup.
Josiah's personality is Jason Bateman.
Yes. Jason Bateman is whether a cartel's about to kill him or he's separating his friends after game night, he is the same guy.
The same man.
He was in that Michael Jordan movie, Air.
He was.
Did you watch it?
You said you ain't seen it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. You've seen it, is what you're saying.
Of course I've seen it.
Marcus be watching everything.
Michael Jordan don't even talk in there. He ain't even in there. It ain't about him.
It's not about him.
It's about Viola Davis.
Yeah, because she's the one to sell the tickets.
I haven't seen that.
It's so good. You watch it all?
You know what? I should clarify. It watched me.
Melissa, that's let me tell you what it's like to be married to Melissa.
It watched me.
300 TV shows and movies have been watched up until the 11-minute mark.
Oh, yeah. If I'm not in by then, I'm
she,
out.
I go to download something. It's always on 11 minutes. You're like, Melissa done seen the first 11 minutes of all your favorite programming. Of the first episode or the piece of your movie.
It's called having a wife.
What you mean? The joys of life?
That's called feeling having alive, a wife is
feeling blessed.
Someone requesting, hey, let's watch this.
It's great.
11 minutes in.
Oh, I'm definitely going to
Why can't
it.
I just watch what the hell I want to watch? Because I want to watch She Just Wants to Fall Asleep to what she want to fall asleep to.
Yes.
It's all background noise anyway.
I need a certain type of like feeling when I'm in.
Angel starts watching with the intention to go to sleep.
No.
Melissa loves to turn a TV program on.
To go to sleep.
A TV program just so she can go to sleep good.
Sometimes I like the background noise.
Yeah, background noise is nice. I love it on a plane.
I can't lie about background noise. College football knocks me out.
Really?
If I need to take a nap on the weekend, oh, put the game on.
I love it. I love going to
that. That's just that background of the crowd and the announcers.
In state Indiana, whoo, snooze fest.
All right. So 1 in 5 Americans. What do you call a person who speaks 3 languages? Answer, Bald and the Beautiful.
Polyglot.
Trilingual.
Thank you, Josh. Intelligent. Someone who speaks 2.
Bilingual.
Come
bilingual.
On, Melissa. I know bilingual. Someone who speaks 1.
American.
Yep. That's the answer. Only 22% of Americans speak another language than English at home. Start learning a new language this fall and be the exception, not the rule. Because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. You can understand why learning a new language would be so beneficial. 1, because why shouldn't you? You should be able to communicate in different languages, especially living in America. We have all different types of national or ethnicities here and languages. You should want to be able to speak more than just 1. Now, why Babbel? Because it works, okay? Start speaking your new language instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than games. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not saying where, but we're sending my mother and my son to a foreign country.
Aww.
And Babbel is a part of the gift I'm giving my mama because I don't want her to insult these people trying to speak her version of their language in English. Yeah. So Babbel is what I'm going to give her. And she's a busy woman. So these 10-minute lessons are going to be perfect for her. And the lessons are so engaging. And what's also great, whoo, thank the Lord, is that with their, they have like a recognition so they can help you with your pronunciation, which she needs. Okay. It's going to be so ideal for her. And it's actually ideal for us. So when she's out in this other country, it'll be easy to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to have a consult to teach you what to say while you're there. Well, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel's real language learning for real conversations. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. To get you started right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for our listeners at babbel.com/bald.
Bald.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/bald.
Bald.
Spelled B-E-B-B-E-L. Sorry, spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/bald.
Bald.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bald.
Okay. Okay, but let's talk about Curology, all right? Okay? Your skin has a huge effect on your confidence. If you have acne or noticing signs of aging, because I'm noticing some, I personally want to recommend Curology. Listen, I have recently, especially while we were on tour, I was starting to have a little, couple of acne pop-ups. I even have a scar from one of my pimples that was on my upper lip, and it makes me so mad. But this is not something that I want to let take over my life, so this is the reason why I love Curology. So it takes the guesswork out of skincare and simplifies your skincare routine with Curology. So Curology treats a variety of skin conditions, including acne, clogged pores, fine lines, dark spots, and rosacea. A licensed dermatologist provider will prescribe a personalized formula that addresses your specific skin concerns and skincare goals. Curology's custom formulas use a combination of three clinical research ingredients, making it more effective than non-prescription cleansers and moisturizers alone. No hassle, no need to hassle with an in-office appointment. Curology is all done online. It's easy. Just fill out a quiz about your skin, share photos, and after a consultation with your provider, they will prescribe a personalized formula based on your skin's unique needs. Now get up to six skincare products free up to a $52 value with free shipping and a no-cost consult with a licensed dermatology provider when you go to curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Go to curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For this free offer, that's curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Prescription products are excluded from the free product offer. Applies only to your first box. Subject to consultation. New subscribers only. See curology.com for full details.
Very good, very good. Okay, I'm almost done with this appointment because the bulk of the episode was about this. Everything else was fluff. Did we talk about the surprising bomb that probably if you're watched the show since the beginning, you know this. I didn't know this until I watched McKelty's Patreon video, but they announced it in this video that Cody and Janelle have been separated 2 to 3 times in the past.
No,
I didn't catch that.
Oh, they
said
that when that was
that it wasn't their first time being separated. And the interesting part, not only was that, but it was the constant state of oblivion that Cody finds himself in that he thought when they were separated before it had to do with Janelle's relationship with the sister wives and not her relationship with him.
Because he has pecs and abs, so he doesn't understand how there could be an issue.
Six-pack abs. He didn't say just abs.
Oh, yeah, he did say six-pack.
Six-pack abs.
Yeah, so he's like, I am coming to your house, giving you the dick, there for like 2 days, because that's what he said, if they were still on schedule.
But wait. I don't,
every
wait,
2 days.
Wait.
Say it, Liz.
He's not.
Come on. Don't hide behind the hat. Just say
he's not D'ing down Janelle because they're not having sex.
Well, not anymore. I'm saying during the when they past broke up.
D'ing down.
He was like, I don't understand. She had to be mad at the sister's wives because I be dicking her down. She be feeling this.
They had sex since Janelle's oldest child was born.
Oh, no. Once he grew out that hair, he'd get on top of her missionary so his tendrils could fall in her face. He's like, move the mashed potatoes and macaroni off the bed. Huh?
I said, do men be heavy on top of y'all?
Yes, I can't breathe.
I love it.
I be hot.
I do be hot too, and I be like an inch from losing my life, yeah, but I be like
thinking poor Liz.
Yo, big old weighted blanket on her. But you knew you were heavy. You just walked into that.
No, sometimes.
All right, enough. We're done. Moving on. I don't want you to say no more words.
Then she said, you about to say
what's
something.
You know
how they be on
You're
UFC?
Still talking.
Tap it out.
Hey. Oh, okay, y'all.
Are you okay? Well, is that a good tap or a bad tap?
Get off.
The lungs filling her.
Yes.
The air filling her lungs.
Yes. Bless it.
That's stupid.
I never thought about that.
Hello.
We're going from a rub to a.
Yes. No. Please, get off me. It's hot.
This is sweating out, man.
Actually, you just said this. As I'm getting older, I want everything in the room to be cold.
Yeah, listen, been having the. Let me tell you what.
Are you Perry?
I am convinced that
Perry?
Spirit jumped on me strong.
Perimenopausal.
I think it has jumped
what is Perry?
On me, who's and Perry? It's got a hold.
Ooh,
and
I
it
got
won't
a
let
good
go the way Mary.
You got Perry?
Ain't let go.
Girl, you Perry?
I got a good gift for you. Don't
Are you
worry.
Perry?
But I'm going to get
think
you
I
this
am.
Gift.
Melissa wants me to. The fan is on my side of the bed. Okay? Melissa wants to turn the fan on.
I do.
So it could blow through me.
So yeah. she can get the residual.
Yeah, because it's meat by the time it comes off. No, because when it's direct, it's a lot.
Yes, too much.
I'm like, I'm over here like, girl, I'm that's cold.
That's how heating an AC system is. You blow air past something hot, it's going to be hot air.
Why you say, let me get the, Melissa want the mountain. Yeah. That ocean water going to come off the mountain over here. It's going to be a little bit cooler.
That's right.
I'd be like, let's put it on your side. I don't want it on my
because
side.
Because it's too much air.
And I'd be over like,
you just want the room cold. Oh, you don't want to feel the air.
But normally, no, she wants a little bit of a breeze. It's not a direct breeze.
So that's too much.
You got to get more of the central southern part of him.
Are like most black people, the fan is on year round.
Yeah. No, but I used to not like that. I want the house to be 85 degrees year round.
I hit that button every night before I get to
bed. Oh, absolutely.
Get that fan.
Gotcha.
Even in the wintertime. I got it on low, but I got to feel the heat plus the cool.
Yes.
And then the cold. And
otherwise,
the wind.
What's the sheets and blankets
for? What's the point?
I agree. Because at 3 a.m., for some reason, it feels like the house gets set on fire.
I agree.
And I'm like,
what is. And I wake up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Melissa, if you wake up hot, so you are mad. I don't care if you wake up hot. If you wake up hot, you mad.
Because I feel like I can't breathe. I can't swallow because my throat is dry.
Let me tell you what's funny about going to bed with Melissa. The Fenty onesie, Melissa get in the bed like, I'd be cold. You wake up in the morning, God. You one leg out. Most people have one leg out of the cover. She has one leg out of the Fenty. Your drawers is everywhere.
No, Angel wakes up mad at me like I'm doing, giving her the heat.
Like you're the one making it hot.
Why is it so hot, Marcus? Shit. I'm like, let me just turn the fan on.
Is your one job at night.
What if ghosts are really just going and turning the heat up for a little bit and watching us be hot? I gotta turn it back down.
Look, watch.
They're just mildly annoying.
Watch them start arguing.
I hate that.
Then you get Melissa. She be waking up just
angry,
sweat down the neck. I'd be like, "Girl, what is you feeling?
It's hot.
It'd be hot. But I tell you, when I get you this, you're gonna be like,
I want to tell you something real quick. I want to say one more thing about this. Josh got a 2.8 in high school. He was getting in trouble. He was getting detention.
It was 2.8.
He was in jail.
Wait a minute.
Why did we take this lead?
Josh,
because I didn't tell you. 2.8.
It was a 2.7.
I don't believe that.
I think I had a 2.8.
Josh was in jail.
Josh, you was a troublemaker.
I'm not a troublemaker.
What was you doing? You was talking.
What's making trouble?
Wow,
John. What's making trouble?
I would have never thought that. I mean, I got into some shit. My grades weren't bad. God dang, Josh.
I mean, my grades were bad. They were great.
Did you have your hair slicked straight back?
No. You're a greaser? What was you doing? Josh is
Bart Simpson.
He didn't like school.
Biertho. I don't know.
Who? Yeah, Bartholomew. He said Bart Simpson. So he was trying to come up. Bart would be Roberto.
Roberto?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. That's Robert.
Yeah, where you think?
Bart is Bartholomew.
Oh, B-A.
Bartholomew.
I was spelling his name Bert.
Hold up. Bert. Time out. Listen to this bullshit. We was driving. We drove from San Francisco to L.A. The Nissan. We come across this area of California. Angel thinks that it's vegetation floating on top of the water. She can't think of the name of this. I know it's not. I'm like, that's desert, and they planted stuff. It's just water on the other side. Angel, mersh, moosh. It's mosh. She did this
marsh?
Shit. Yes.
Marsh?
But she couldn't think of marsh.
Merch.
She did this for 45 minutes.
No, I didn't. I didn't do it that long. You exaggerator.
No, it was a good. Even after she found out what it was. Merch.
That do be annoying when you can't think of the word.
And I looked up, he's like, that's a swamp. I said, no, it sounds like what I'm saying, but it's not what I'm saying. And then we end up driving by a marsh. We saw a marsh.
Y'all went through Bakersfield?
Yes. Ugh. No. Bakersfield was an expressway that we could have gone off of. We did a lot of it, the PCH.
Oh, y'all went down to PCH.
That's the good time. That's scenic.
Yeah,
we went. San Luis Obispo.
We drove through Paso Robles.
Did we actually go through Paso Robles? I think we were 30 minutes from it, but we didn't. But we did stop in San Luis Obispo.
So wait, the PCH really goes up to San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. PCH cuts all the from San Francisco all the way down to San Diego.
It goes it really goes past that. Yeah.
Is it much longer on the PCH?
Yes. So there was parts that we didn't do, but most of it we were either on the PCH or the 101 was right beside the PCH.
Wow. They was trying to give us scenic stuff to see too. So the ocean gets boring after a while.
And the farmland us too. We saw about 5 million farms. I said, oh my God, today, I don't want to see another one. There were cows on the side of a mountain.
Cattle and horses look a lot healthier than they do right here in the city. These horses over here be looking sickly. They shouldn't be here.
They shouldn't be here. I had a shoot in Chatsworth, and I seen them horses. I said, what? Y'all is in a regular neighborhood. Yeah. They're like,
and they be skinny. Horses ain't supposed to be skinny like that.
Yeah, they are. It was definitely skinny.
I get sad when I see Huskies in LA, too.
Yeah, Huskies supposed to be. I seen a TikTok.
Alaskan Malamutes.
Husky Malamutes.
Look at God. Ain't he good?
The Husky was in the snow, and people were like, it's cold. And the owner was like,
he's made for this.
This is a do y'all even know about dog? The Husky was out in the snow like this.
Finally.
I mean, the snow is just pouring down. Yeah. And then that black, the TikTok where the black dude took his pit bull out there. Mm-hmm. And the pit bull's like, and he's like,
did you see the video? Go finish your whole
like,
dog.
He was like, we is black.
The pit bull that attacked the man on the water.
No, the dog that was eating, I mean, the bear that was eating the people's food.
I saw it on Twitter just now.
Oh, no, I saw the bear that jumped over the people's backyard thing.
Bears are wild.
First of all, a bear eating your food. He just eating your food.
That's exactly what happened.
It was a baby bear, though. They was kind of some marks. They could have squared up.
Oh, yeah, no, they could have squared up.
That baby was, the little baby she had, he wasn't a baby. He was like probably 10, was terrified.
He was.
But what you got to do, I was tense
with
watching
the baby bears, you got to hit and run because that mama coming.
I was going to say, the mama coming.
I socked the mom.
Yeah, I would have been
bink, bink. All right, Baloo. Mm-hmm.
But the wild
everyone
thing
in heaven
is
commercials like bink, bink. Yeah, looking around, being heavy.
You thought you squared up with a bear? Yeah. You looking around, Jason?
Let's just stop with that damn show.
I do just go say that.
I know. It's just stop it.
Bareness. We was having a we're gonna do the ad.
We're done.
We was talking about this in our family group chat. We was talking about top tier Disney songs from Disney Animation. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that, except maybe Moana. Well, no, that's
Toy Story.
I don't know if they'd be our top, because I'm thinking about Bare Necessities, the song.
Yeah.
But I was trying to, if I was ranking them, I was wondering if there's any that are in the top five of y'all's.
Like bops?
Yeah. That are top five bops that are past like Lion King and Aladdin. If you were ranking your, because I like the songs from Coco, I like Thank You from Moana, but I don't know those are like, because like Lion King, they got like three.
You mean you're welcome?
Yeah, that's my jam. What'd I say? Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord, for all.
I could have sworn The Rock
and
said, you're welcome.
What can I say? I sure did say, except thank you.
But there's nothing past our childhood that does the things that the Lion King, Aladdin.
Yes, because we Be Prepared is my jam.
That's because they put
Under the Sea.
But the guy died too.
Yes,
the Disney song dude died.
Alan Menken.
They were putting more thought into animated cartoons then.
Alan Menken.
It wasn't about the celebrity. It was about the actual.
This was about to say. I feel like now it's more about getting a celebrity on the track, because like Justin Timberlake's song on Trolls is fire.
That is true.
There's a song on the. I love those.
That's
but
true.
It's because
which one was
it's
that?
Thank me.
Happy.
No, he did Happy.
Happy.
Was Happy from Despicable Me?
Yes.
Yes.
And then he also does the Take Me Boom Boom Far Away. He has Anywhere.
Yeah. I don't know this
Who's
one.
That?
As long as it's fun. For real. Fun. I wanna go. He killed it on Despicable. Despicable Me, all the songs
the
are fire.
Song. Doom, 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 doom.
I'm having a bad day. It's about time. That's okay. Oh,
so rolling whenever I see.
Child, I don't know this at all.
Despicable Me.
What is this? Pharrell did that?
Yes. Yeah, DreamWorks.
It's very Pharrell-ish.
That is.
The whole soundtrack is fire, but it's not, it doesn't give me Disney
childhood. It's Pharrell. If you rank your personal top five animated songs, do any of them come past?
Well, hell yeah, but it doesn't fit the same thing.
Why you say hell yeah?
Because Happy is the dope. Is such a dope song.
Well,
to me.
Give us your top five.
Well, it's tricky because Disney makes original music. Like DreamWorks and Universal, they'll repurpose a bop like
Trek. Like, they use a bunch of pop and stuff.
Smash Mouth.
That was a number one regardless.
That's, yeah. Yes. Is that the point you're trying to make?
Yes, it's like a different category now.
Smash Mouth.
Hey, now.
You're all right. Star. Is your game on? So, let me see here.
From Chumbawamba?
From Smash Mouth.
I would say definitely on there, Under the Sea.
Yep.
I would put that in my top five.
Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Sure enough. Yep. That was in mine.
J-Wee.
This actually falls in the category of the Pharrell one, but I'm still going to do it. The Reflections that Christina Aguilera Mulan. Sang Ooh, in Mulan.
That girl I see staring straight back at me. And will my reflection show?
The Wind is a good one. I know how to play it on my saxophone.
Oh, come on. You played the saxophone.
I played the alto.
Let them know.
For a long time. Your alto sax?
Play it at the wedding.
Yep. Absolutely.
Play it at the wedding,
She said no.
Although I'm thinking about hiring a saxophonist.
Okay.
I want you to be like,
as a gift, I have a surprise for you.
Dust off the reed.
Killed it.
I would be like, you better play this.
Who was the guy, the alter ego from Parks and Rec? Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
No, man, watch out.
I wanted to be like Anchorman, dancing, stepping on the tables with the jazz.
My dad can play sax. Let my dad play.
Your dad can play, no. Yes.
You said no?
Sorry, Dada, but no.
Oh. I named three. I can't think of the last two. Somebody else want to go? Ooh, what a
from Coco.
See it?
Poco Loco?
Yeah, it was when little homie was jamming on the guitar.
Oh, his little fast song. Yeah. Yes. That's not my top five, but that's good. But the Remember Me is the jam from Coco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That song make you feel emotions.
Remember me.
They don't talk about Bruno as a jam, too.
They don't. Number four.
Really?
Yeah. It was on the radios.
You know what else I like? He turned it. That was a good Disney song from Ty Tribbett and Friends.
I was like,
he turned it. Now let me tell you, they put that in there. Cry.
What was the Beauty and the Beast song that is underrated that nobody talks about and we need to talk about
the
it?
The one that's the Disney
song. That's
number
five. Taylor's Oldest Time is mine.
Where they're everything is
be
going.
Our guest. Be
thank
our
you very much.
Freaking
fantastic.
That's the Disney song.
And it's a beautiful scene.
What about you ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend.
Aladdin.
You ain't never had a friend like
I'm gonna tell you what, the music in cartoon movies is my least favorite thing of the every movie.
You
curmudgeon.
I can't breathe.
You just
I don't have to be like y'all.
Curmudgeon.
You don't, baby.
You don't
that
like
was the
Scar?
Movie.
No, be prepared. Be prepared.
You didn't want what's the rug song in Aladdin on your plate on your wedding day when you was a baby watching it?
No.
A new fantastic
Marcus not liking Disney songs is what keeps me cool at night. It's that ice in his heart.
You Janelle over there.
No matter where I go,
I see.
I'd just rather deal without the songs.
Yeah, animated series, as soon as they bust out a musical episode, I'm like, man, turn it off.
Marcus don't like praise and worship at church either. He's like, can we get it right
after? I show up for the sermon. Give me the meat and potatoes. I don't need all the
sermon. Sometimes
I sang
don't
on the way back.
Potatoes is praise and worship. The word is the meat.
He's like, that's the parsley on
the
side.
And worship.
He don't want it.
That's
power line.
What's power line?
I don't know that.
Power line.
I don't know.
From Goofy Movie.
Oh, I don't know.
I do know Goofy Movie.
No, Liz, you know this.
97.
Amar, do you need some water? He can't hear me. Amar.
Liz, you know Powerline.
Amar.
Powerline.
It's from Goofy Movie.
Amar.
Do the cast.
Why you look at me like it?
It's Tevin Campbell, Liz.
No.
Oh, I think I do. I think I do know. When you say Tevin Campbell,
no,
I think I know.
His name is Powerline. His name is Powerline.
No, he said it's Tevin Campbell. Yeah. I think I know now. I think I'm gonna know. Yeah, I think I know. Tevin Campbell rang a bell. Why do you guys remember this?
Oh yeah. I just need a side pony.
You got yourself a notion.
Go, yeah. That, that vibrato was everything.
No shit.
Yourself,
no.
Okay, yeah, I don't know this song though, but I remember this moment.
He's like,
you know.
Now, he, Liz, if you get my channel,
I'll take it out.
I tell you one I did it. Like.
Okay. What you say, Aubrey? Take it out, but it's not going. It's not going to interrupt the live. It's not going to lock up my channel.
You gotta get to it quick, Kev. Because
I'm trying.
You know that YouTube.
Yeah, I'm like, don't lock up my channel, Kevin.
Kev, turn it off. We get it.
Sure. Forget it.
No,
forget
but,
about.
Huh? Why are you being upset?
Okay, I gotta go.
Because we didn't like Fantasia. This song.
You can play my music.
I can deal with Fantasia.
Has given
deal
up
with Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Yeah.
Oh, the Disney movie Fantasia with just the orchestral.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's enough to cover all of them. I don't need it. After that, no more music. Any cartoons.
He said, "Just give me the
no more music."
Fantasia.
I don't
what
know that movie
she in? That. No, it's the old Disney movie, Fantasia.
Shut up. I thought y'all was talking about American Idol.
Y'all talking about the goddamn animated.
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
Too.
I know
you was like,
go ahead and free yourself, Mickey.
You talking about this. I remember this. Okay, I think I do.
If you don't want me, then don't
we lived in a great era that is unfortunately
Fern Gully.
Our kids. Fern, if you want to eat somebody. Y'all don't remember that?
Oh, that was the oil, the smile.
Keep going, keep going.
The smile,
y'all
don't remember that
part? I don't remember that song. The I want to eat somebody,
dude,
though.
Just, yes, yeah,
I
that was
Fern
a jam
Gully.
Right there.
Say it, Liz.
I love that movie.
Fern Gully is Avatar.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to you.
Yeah, it is.
That is the same. It, everything that happened in Avatar.
Same exact premise. Yeah. They just said, let's make them blue.
I was watching this. I was like, this ain't nothing but Fern Gully, but with blue people.
Is it called Anastasia? No, no. I looked up Fantasia, y'all, the original classic.
Or was it Anastasia?
No, Anastasia's a different movie.
Anastasia's a Russian girl.
Yeah, Fantasia.
All right, man, watch out. We done with this.
I never watched this. Yes, we are. We are done. All right, y'all. So, guess what? If y'all haven't watched, if you haven't listened to Tone Loc sing If You Want to Eat Somebody from Fern Gully, I highly recommend. It's a great time.
It's a good time.
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much. We'll be in These White People's Business again next week.
Next week, pimp.
Bye.
Bye.